USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking at an event held by Pennsylvania Republicans to make several claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election.
There's been censorship that I've never seen before of an incredible nature by big tech, big networks, big companies. They only allow one side to be heard.
Giuliani also noting ABC doesn't get to call the winner or CNN. President Trump said he has pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who had pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian official in the weeks before President Trump's inauguration back in 2015. Jobless claims up about 778,000 Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week. Analysts were expecting about 730,000. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As some mayors and governors across the country are trying to limit gathering on Thanksgiving, a new study shows how many people are reacting to that news.
With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holidays safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air up. Turn your HVAC system on continuous. Right. These are things you can do to have a safer gathering, even though I want you to remember the safest gathering is with the immediate members of your household.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The head of the Arizona Republican Party has filed a petition for early inspection of mail-in ballot envelopes and signatures ahead of an anticipated legal challenge over the certified state results. The petition was filed by Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward. When it comes to mail-in and absentee ballots across the country, Republican Senator Rand Paul believes we do need to take a step back and look at how things went this year.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history, so we have to validate were they the right people. And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence.
Paul speaking on the story with Martha McCallum. The full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Texas and Louisiana can end Medicaid funding for abortion giant Planned Parenthood. The circuit court reversing the 3-judge panel that had blocked Texas from enforcing its pro-life provision. Texas AG Ken Paxton saying Planned Parenthood is not a qualified provider under the Medicaid Act and should not receive public funding. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.